And call a meeting to order. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And also at this time, I've been asked to for opening prayer. Dear God, bless Donbrook, give wisdom in our deliberations, and protect police and first responders. Amen. Okay, roll call.
Mayor Moore.
Present.
Council President Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Petty advised him to be absent. Councilman Francatelli.
Here.
Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Grishovic.
Here.
Councilman Lopez advised him to be absent.
Okay. And approval of minutes. We have a motion for the August 8th, 2023 regular meeting.
Motion.
For the second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Grishovic.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And on to the approval of the minutes from the August 8th, 2023 executive session. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Pintelli?
Yes.
Councilman
Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Grishovic?
Yes.
Okay. Now, moving on to administration oaths of office. If you want the whole way out.
Congratulations. Congratulations, gentlemen.
I have to say that's one of the best parts of this job was that for me. And then we're going to commence with the rest of the meeting. If you're here for the oath, you probably don't feel that you have to stay out of courtesy. Thank you. You're welcome, but. I see what this room looks like on meetings, and it's not that. And he just said, "You're getting the hang of it." I go, "Well, that's the one I read for him the first for the for GMI." I go, "I don't even know what I was doing." I was like, "What is happening?" There we go. This is more what I'm used to. Oh, all right. This is, yeah, you're right. At this time, I'd like to open up to comments and invitations for discussion from the public. We gotta skip that part while it's still a little noisy. Seeing, hearing none, we're gonna move on. Are you gonna close at least the one door? There we go.
No, leave it open.
Wow. No, he knows, I think. Yeah. Okay. No comments, no nothing else. On to the opening of bids. The Bauenberg Pool renovation bid opening August 8, 2023. We had four bids. Alna Construction Corp., Seawolf Construction, Allstate Technology, Hoyer & Company, ranging from $3.4 million up to the $3.658,700. What's, is this just reading? What do I, oh, okay. Do I have to read all this stuff then? Oh, and then we have bids for the opening bids for the county, Somerset County, New Jersey, Bauenberg Library. Those bids range from $567,000 to $780,755. And for the crossing guard services bid, we are rejecting all bids. That bid was opening August 17th, 2023. On to, unless there's any comment or discussion, on to. Yes. To what? Oh.
Wait, say that again?
Went from 570 to 780 for the... 567. They must have called the other guys. Okay. All right. Next up. Director of Public Works has the mic.
All right, dude. Drop it.
All right, so the Billy Legion Park parking lot permitting landfill closure project is finally wrapping up.
Hector. Peace.
Last we met, the T&M had taken some water samples as the DEP required. Those results were obtained. report was submitted back to the DEP, and now they, the DEP is currently reviewing the results to formally close the landfill out. So that'll be a long time coming. Next part of this is we just talked about the library project getting awarded for the county grant. The other part of it is the HVAC. They do have their permits. They being Bill Leary, who's also WBA. They have their permits. They're going through their submittals right now. They're having issues with supply chains. I'm seeing what they can actually get from the factory, which is limiting the limiting their choices as far as getting the work completed. So it's a little longer than we were hoping for, but again, it's still supply chain driven. But like I will say, they did get their permits here, so there's nothing being held up on the borough end. It's just a matter of them getting their submittals in based on what their suppliers can do. 2024 DOT Local Aid application. Applications were due July 1st. I submitted the application ahead of the deadline, and what I submitted for was the reconstruction of West Franklin Street, which we'll call Phase 2, from John Street to Livingston Street. If you recall last year, Phase 1, we received a grant for $491,309. I'm hoping this second grant will be just as lucrative. The rehabilitation of the New Jersey Transit eastbound train station, project still ongoing. They're expected to be substantially complete late summer, early fall. They're having some issues, again, with some of their supply items as well. But they are moving forward. Project's really looking good. It's going to be very very good to get that eastbound station back open again. Yeah, they're doing a really good job. The 2022 road program, that's when we awarded to Revax. They've had some issues with weather over the summer, finishing up their other projects. They've been delayed coming in. So I'm trying to pinpoint a start date and get them in here so we get that project rolling. If you recall, that was West 2nd Street from Church Street to Mountain Avenue. The rest of Maiden Lane from West High Street down about 135 foot to the south. And also Park Place from Evergreen to West High Street. As a reminder, that also has a grant of $100,000 from the county through the Community Development Block Grant Program, as well as $470,000 from the DOT. That project was awarded, like I said, to Revax with a really good price of $617,000 and change. Much better than I anticipated, so to me that's a home run. We should be able to definitely close that project out way under our anticipated budget. The 23 road program, that design should be wrapping up. The draft plans to the state, as well as to me for review, should be coming any day. I reached out to T&M today. I know the designer is on vacation this week, so I should get an answer on that next week. That's also two more sections of West 2nd Street, first being from T Street to Lamont Ave, the second part being from Mountain Ave to Hamilton Street, and then Lamont Avenue from West 2nd Street to West High Street, reconstruction of the Borough Hall parking lot, and drainage and curbing improvements to the northern edge of North Meadow Drive from House 666 to House 650. So there's a lot of work associated with that project that will close out the West 2nd Street corridor, as well as a couple other needed improvements around the borough. The pool rehab project we just talked about, with bids coming in on the 8th, I did not review the bids. The engineer of record reviewed the bids, the design engineer. And I believe, Dina, you guys looked at them too? Perfect. And then last but not least on my end, the Middlebrook Road improvements, that'll be paved this fall. I think a lot of the contractors are having issues getting back up with some of the weather we've been having this summer. We still have to go back and forth with some paperwork and agreements with Bridgewater Township but we'll be, at least be able to get a road completed by the winter months. And that's pretty much my report for tonight.
Do I have any questions or comments you'd like to add?
No. Do you want to just give an update on the signs, the street sweeping, the street sweeping schedule, and
The schedule I've been talking about getting out, and I've got it pretty much completed. Unfortunately, with the with the garbage totes and the other stuff I have going on, just there's just no life for me to keep up. So I do apologize for that. We are entering the ending months of this year for sweeping. So my intent would be to get it in place, get the new schedule in place, have the council vote on it, and then have it, rolling for early next year once leaf season is over. As you know, with the new sweeper we have, we don't have to wait till April. With the old dinosaur that we used to run around in, if we get some decent weather in February and where it's not freezing, we could actually roll this thing out in the winter months too. So that's a plus. And then we'll be, it's going to be reversed so it doesn't interfere with garbage days, especially with the new totes. People are putting them out on the street edge, which wouldn't be good for the sweeper, obviously. So we'll get that all squared away.
Yep. And then the road report, too, that we'll put on.
And that's ongoing. It's a live document. I have to actually update it for this year. The road rankings change annually at the longest, basically on how they fare, depending on traffic, weather, current conditions, the whole nine, and utility openings. It all depends. So I'll get that touched up, and then we'll be able to put that out on the website as we see, and then we'll just keep updating it as we go. I've been expanding it to include moratoriums and the times when the last work has been completed on these roads, such as known overlays, reconstructions, whether the water company came in and overlaid again because they put a new line in. So it's a good document.
Yeah. No, I just know that Don had asked for that a while ago, so we just wanted to give you an update on the road.
Listen, a while ago was such a harsh term. Just don't say that.
I know. Well, there's...
Thanks, Tony. Anything else?
Nope. Very good. All right, on to committee reports. Chair of Finance, Councilman Longo, also liaison to Recreation and the Special Improvement District.
Okay, Finance Department. We received our final tax rate, not that our budget, of 0.80 this year, and last year's tax rate was 0.845, and this year was 0.8. Based on this new tax rate, or the approved tax rate, the final tax bill should be going out shortly. All of our 2023 budget expenditures are on track. We've got a bond earnings tonight for the additional funding for both the pool improvements as well as the library improvements to certify or just to okay additional funding so we can complete these projects. The finance department is in the process of creating new employees for the EMS for our EMS on payrolls. And they've also worked with the EMS to establish a new bank account and coordination of the same. That's my report for the EMS. For the recreation, like I said, we have that bond ordinance to complete the pool project on for tonight. We also have an appointment for a fill vacancy for the Recreation Commission on the as a resolution tonight. The Recreation held a successful end of their summer bash, and now moved it to all their fall programs. From the city, they met in the end of July. And the appointment of that meeting, they did a lot, just to try and summarize it as best we can. They approved the job description for the maintenance workers for the city. They also locked in on a bilingual assistant downtown manager who will be starting the inherent organization right after Labor Day. Regarding the audit, we received a proposal from Sutton Cooney and we do our annual audit. Proposal was in review and we hope to start the audit process ASAP. They authorized Natalie to begin the process of finding a bookkeeper to set the organization up on QuickBooks and run monthly reports, ensuring our state assessment is being spent wisely and facilitate our annual audits. Also authorized a proposal for a board training and strategic planning session with support center for nonprofit to refocus the board and begin the process of creating a 5-year planning organization. With regard to their events, they authorized back series starting this weekend of Movies in the Park with the showing of Super Mario, followed by Panda, Top of the Fourth. Focus on probably October 7th, and Ghostbusters on October 14th. I'm told that the screen is going to be much larger this year than it has been in the past. We're also working with street fairs to finalize the details and begin promotion for the annual Riverfest. And finally, the process planning for the holiday season, working to conceptualize plans to promote the district businesses during a small business Saturday. And lastly, we authorized a contract with the Metropole system to install function and efficient banners, hardware on our light poles that will enable our downtown staff to replace the banners easily when needed. We've also authorized the purchase of 10 additional planners for downtown. There will be a proposal for a new branding campaign that will put art on the Big Belly trash can for the district. With our contest, that will hopefully engage not only the local arts community, but the residents and patrons of the district. We will also bring in our council for their partnership and input on this project. And we encourage the public to attend their open public meeting, which will be held on October 18th, so they can review the progress and understand the initiatives we will be focusing on for the rest of the year. And I think that's.
Are there minutes available from that meeting in July? Yes.
All meetings are recorded.
Okay, good.
And who are you hiring for the downtown manager who was being hired?
We're not disclosed yet.
Is this the executive director position, or because there was a line item on the budget that had downtown manager and one was an executive director? The executive director was like $72,000. The manager, I don't think, had any amount.
That has been changed, so now it's just a consultant instead of an executive director, which is $40,000 instead of $72,000. And the person that's starting as the downtown manager is actually going to be starting as an assistant downtown manager initially, so that we get her up to speed, trained, and ready to go before she actually takes over the downtown manager position.
So the assistant downtown manager position is going to be offered, and they're going to be trained, so they're not... they're not experienced in this position? Is that what?
Yeah, they're experienced in a lot of things. I mean, if you're going to look for downtown managers, I think in New Jersey there might be 25, 30 total cities. So that's about how many people you would probably be picking from the pool. So, you know, a lot of these positions need to be trained, which is what our executive director, which is one of the top executive directors in the state, as a consultant, she'll be doing that, teaching what exactly how it's supposed to work.
So Natalie Piero will be
overseeing the
assistant downtown manager and training. And,
correct.
And the salary for the downtown manager was, you said, 40?
58. The consultant is 40.
The consultant is $40K, and the downtown manager assistant is $58K.
Correct.
Okay. And you added 10 additional planters. Are any of those planters for the West End?
Still to be determined. Keep
so
you posted.
There's 10. Okay. Because that is part of the SID district to Vossler.
Correct.
Okay. All right. It's, and I bring it up because it's typically forgotten.
Not forgotten under me.
So, well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it's not forgotten.
So the discussion was about North and West End.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. There's still one at Chich's. The one at the Moose Lodge needs new soil, which we're working on, right, because new materials come in because the plants are dying in that pot. So, I don't know.
But because the county would let us put trees in the
development
process,
yeah.
Some of
them
there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's
definitely at least one.
Okay. And you mentioned something about the banners, replacing banners. So I think typically DPW has done that. So now you have hired a company to do that. So we, or did I miss here?
New larger banners will be able to be easily put the new banners on, and I guess they pull the banners on. So
yeah.
The SID can do that.
Okay, so do you, I just want to clarify.
Or with assistance from you guys.
Yeah.
So now it's the ones with the drill. You put the drill underneath, it drops down the second bar, you put it on, drill it up, you're in and out. No cherry picker needed, nothing like that. You know, not that you can't use the cherry picker to make it easy, but.
Okay.
Yeah, the bigger banners, better hardware.
Right,
the hardware, I think, is warranted for 5 years from the date of purchase, and they'll install because they warranty their work. So, yeah, nice stuff.
And one last thing. So thank you. I just, as we're establishing responsibilities, I just wanted some clarification. Thank you.
We're not saying that. DBW can't help, right?
Right. No, absolutely.
Because right now we only have, again, we only have a maintenance guy right now, and it's one maintenance guy for the whole downtown, and then there's one guy that's dedicated to the train station.
Right.
So only one guy works the whole downtown from end to end, and he's in charge of other stuff. So as of right now, we're planning on keeping DBW as our assistance with those banners.
So the job description for the maintenance, you're hiring new maintenance people?
No.
Just a job description? Okay. Is that posted so I can see that, or can you send it to me? Okay. Just because I want to talk to you later on about some pictures, cause, and I can get into my DPW report, too, if you want. Okay.
All right, great. Sounds good. Anything else? On to Chair of Public Works, Building, Grounds, and Utilities, Councilwoman Berkovich, along with other committees.
Yeah, so we understand, right, that we're, you know, cleaning the downtown, and we're continuing to clean the downtown, the weeds and other items down there. Some projects are more long-term than others, right, the utility lights, looking into, right, there's a lot of chipped paint down there, and I know you're going to get the big belly trash cans, right? But we're looking at the trash cans we have, and maybe can clean those up a bit as well, too, and maybe just spray paint. You know, we could use more trash cans on the West End. Maybe we go down there. But anyways, just the point I want to make is that there's some short-term, right, the weeding and the cleaning. And I think, Don, maybe we could talk just afterwards. I just want to show you some pics and maybe the maintenance gentleman can work on some things, too, to help us.
If you have anything, you could just direct it to me. He's been working, and I think he's actually cured every single picture that you probably took in the last 2 days.
Yeah, I can talk to whomever.
Mm-hmm. It's best to talk to me, otherwise you're playing the telephone game.
Well, Dom is assigned to the SID.
Mm-hmm.
There's not an active SID board
okay.
Right now, so you're not really technically on the SID board, if
okay.
That's my understanding, so
perfect.
You can listen in, too, whatever.
No worries, yeah.
We've had, you know, some complaints about nails in the road, so we're looking to do some sweeping, but, you know, this is kind of a broader subject than DPW maybe, but the construction sites, people are getting flat tires all over town, and mostly downtown on the main street. So, and I'll bring up something under new business later on because it's not covered here. So, the library, I can go on to the library now. Dale pretty much covered a lot of the work going on from DPW. The library, I am going to look for availability from the negotiation committee to review the contract. I'm just waiting for some final comments from the director of Somerset County on that contract, and we can probably do that. I know Dom is on that, and Kendall is out of the state right now, so I'll reach out to you via email, Dom and Kendall as well, and maybe when he comes back we could have an in-person meeting or a virtual one. Shade Tree, we're continuing with the tree inventory and looking at some of the trees downtown really need to be replaced, and hopefully this fall they can be planted. You know, there's a few dead trees, there's quite a few missing trees, and I know we're kind of calling this like our interim tree project. We did not have our meeting last week, so we're having our meeting this week, so hopefully I'll have an update at the following meeting on where we're at with some of the shade tree maintenance and website, and also a brochure that we're going to do, like a one-pager, you know, just what the committee does. So that's what's been going on.
All right, great. Yeah, and I'm not sure if this will be a question for you. Somebody with the issue with the nails and things in the road, somebody had made a recommendation or brought up, I don't know, outside of my wheelhouse of understanding. They said that there should be full height safety netting around the perimeter of all construction sites. Is that something that's, and I guess, in proximity to a frequently traveled roadway?
I've seen that in the cities over sidewalks and things like that. I mean, if you're going to do it for, say, nails, I mean, it's going to be a part of the not dead, so the nails would
fit. Yeah, I use their terminology. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, you're right. When I think netting, I'm like, well, it's not going to do.
Yeah, exactly. I've never seen netting on
it's not going to help. But if that's the issue, that's what you're trying to avoid, it seems like. Unless I'm misunderstanding what the term netting is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My understanding is that the city or enforcement is ready to look into it.
Okay. Oh, so, well, that's...
We're good.
Well, that tells me that somebody more qualified than me is going to start saying, so I'm just going to go with this stuff now.
I don't know if streets would be my problem. Just,
those nails go to the street sweeper and the street sheet at all?
They just spin around and go to the different spot.
But, you know, as we sweep, you know, when we do sweep, we sweep the town, the intersection, it's four sections, we break it in, we do it over 40 periods. We wouldn't be able to do the construction sites every day.
No.
And normally, in advance, the construction sites are kind of, you know, taking themselves, and it's not even that matter, maybe sweeping. Send one of the guys out, you know, with a bunch of room, we're just taking a look.
Or if they're putting on a sign of development,
I'm sure they're. Well, that's what I mean. If somebody has to check the road and sidewalk or before they go.
Yeah, I mean,
a
battery powered leaf blower that I use in my house would, You don't come back, do you? Oh, you're going to do something. Okay. All right, so that's it for Public Works, Buildings, Grounds. So now on to Chair of Public Safety, Police and Fire, Councilman Gomez, and the other committees.
Today we had two more promotions. Congratulations to the guys. We have one more resignation that should be occurring October 1st. And then two more promotions. With that resignation, we will be sunsetting the deputy chief position and bringing back the captain's position. And then we'll have one of our LTs be moving into that position, and a sergeant moving up, and I guess three promotions, right? Three. Yes, and then the third guy moving into the sergeant's position. And then that should complete all our promotions, and we are on solid footing for at least the next 10, 11 years. Fingers crossed. So that's the only report for police that I have tonight. EMS, congratulations, first in order. We started service on July 17th, got our license from the state on July 26th. We had a total of 35 days so far with 55 shifts. Total personnel so far is 9 members. Total calls answered is 50, which is congratulations. I think that's triple above the last year's total in the first month. So great work. So we've been staffed every day since July 17th, one Saturday and two Sundays so far also during that time. And we are going to continue to build out the team. As we build out the team, we'll be continuing to build out additional shifts until we have a 24/7 operation. Currently, the times that we are not in operation, our neighboring towns are providing service to us as they did before. And we want to thank them very much. And Mike, I think you're doing a great job. Keep up the great work. That was not an easy task. Move on. Arts Committee met last night. They are preparing for Riverfest, and we'll have a stage out there as they did in the past. They are putting together performers and building out the entertainment portion of Riverfest. We are also looking to partner up with the CID and come up with a contest for those big belly trash cans, and looking for additional projects to complete throughout the year into 2024. What else do I have here? Planning board. Did not meet the last meeting, and parking commission hasn't met since the beginning of the year, I think. That's it.
Any comments or questions?
I just want to congratulate Mike and EMS. I think everyone, the police department, involved in the speed. This was an amazing, tough project. And I think we've seen the response time from fire to our EMS take a place for what the response time now. And so our since July 26th, the minimum response time is 1 minute, the maximum response time is 7 minutes, and the average response time is 1.54 minutes.
Prior to that, 45 minutes plus. It was minimum 45 minutes.
So,
sometimes.
So, whatever. There's a whole lot of reasons why it's so important. One of the top things for the people of Groundwork is their safety and their well-being, and making sure that they have a need for the ambulance. And a well-qualified and well-running ambulance is going to be there. So, it's a congratulations. So, I'll keep the count of all the council there and just put that together. And one other question. What for the police department, or another police department, we have 2,000 academy and 2,000 skill training?
Yes, that's correct. We have two guys that are no longer currently on FTO, and we have one individual who is in the academy, and we have the second person who is in the academy. He's on a waiver program. He's there about 80% of the time. So,
okay. So that'll push that's it. Now your numbers are going to work.
I believe so, yes. So my understanding is once we have three people that are coming off the books in for October 1st, which is the other two promotions, and we're hoping we just put it out to hire one more person, hopefully sometime September.
Great. That's great. Any other? All right, on to Chair Personnel. Councilman Lopez is not here. Does anybody have anything on what he... No. And Councilman Francitelli, Chair of Economic Development.
Okay. The Main Street Bank building, an environmental study began today. And the idea here is to for us have a better idea of the value of the building. And that becomes important because, as we all know, that's an eyesore, and we would love to, you know, get that building in somebody else's hands. The urban developer's financial agreement is on tonight's agenda, and we expect the developer agreement to be on the 9/12, September 12th meeting. Now, I'd like to sort of go over some of what I said today about the process that the committee has done, and I guess this process really has been since COVID. The committee meets with our attorneys and our financial consultants in WF, and we can come up with an initial ask. Now, every project is different, and as we learn more projects, we're going to ask them, of course. So we come up with something, and WF does a full report of how it's going to affect the borough financially and what we need to actually be advantageous for us. And our attorneys then, not us, but our attorneys negotiate with the developer, and on this particular thing they did a fantastic job because we got way more than our ask. So we're happy about that. Then, of course, you know, as far as the aesthetics and the building, that goes in front of the planning board. So that's the process in a few words. Meridia 10, the planning board has formally granted the segment approval. We are expecting a pilot application for this project in early September. Meridia 430 and Meridia 580, the planning board granted site approval for this project, but has not yet memorialized it in a resolution. We are expecting a pilot application for this project in September as well. We are expecting certificate of occupancy for both the Citizen and the View, which are at 128 Commons Avenue, and the projects to be granted in the next few weeks. The Boundary Seniors, since COVID, and the two things happened during COVID, which hurt their membership, and they also moving from a night meeting to a day meeting, they're really looking for the members. You only have to be 55 to be part of the group. And I know I'm more than qualified, and probably a couple other people on this board are that people would probably qualify also. I'm not looking to do that. But anyway, if you know you're that age and you're not people your age or older, I strongly recommend it. Help them out. And that's wonderful.
All right, any comments or questions?
Question. The Boundbrook seniors had a luncheon this week. So we had over, I'd say, 40 people there, so if not more, and that was at the Chimney Rock, and that was in celebration of 100 years of the Boundbrook Seniors being an organization. And then a question, why are we still giving out pilots for construction projects where I thought, it was like the understanding that pilots are for to spark a project, right? Spark redevelopment. We've ignited it, right? It's like blown up. So, and we still have pilots. Why are we still giving out pilots on projects where?
Because pilots are advantageous to both the developer and the borough. The county gets a very, very small piece of the taxes. bottom board, you know, versus 20%.
2%.
2%. The school is pledged zilch, and the borough gets more. So it's if the pilot's done right, I mean, there's different, obviously in the beginning, the pilots tend to be a little more advantageous to the developers, but now as we go along, we are doing shorter pilots and we're asking for bigger jobs.
Not only that. There's a whole litany of actual reasons for it. That includes financing. No bank will finance a building that's going to be built, has to be stabilized, which typically takes 36 to 60 months to stabilize, and then be profitable. If you got to get through all that, no bank in the world will finance these types of development. So that's the crux of it, is that in order to be able to redevelop our downtown and revitalize our downtown, we have to incentivize. There's nobody that's building without pilots, because the bank wants to know what you're going to pay in taxes for at least 15 years, which the reason that we constantly push 15 years is because that's typically the minimum.
So there's no end. So we have, what, 20 pilots currently, if maybe even more?
No.
We actually wish we did.
It's like 13.
Yeah,
13 active pilots right now?
But the other thing, too, is you've got to remember that a small footprint is generating a lot of money.
So, 12, 13, yeah.
And now, again, the pilots are only in certain areas of the town. That want to do these, which is not very often, want to build these bigger projects in not in the redevelopment zone.
Right, like venue 518.
Yeah,
they're paying full tax.
That's not that. Right, but so they're. So just so we understand, though, they are paying less, right, than if it was a fair market, right? If Mosaic sold for $22 million, right? And they have a pilot agreement where they're paying, I don't know, I mean, I'll do a chart for it if you want, but, I mean, they're paying substantially less in taxes, right? If that's on a fair market for $22 million.
Let me just interject that why it's advantageous to municipalities, and most municipalities favor pilots, too. It's not just because it's not good for developers. It's good for the municipality because while the payment may be less, the municipality keeps a bigger chunk of it than if they were paying taxes.
And it creates a pipeline.
But it's not, it can't be used for what taxes, right? It's a general fund, right? It goes into a different
This year we used $1.9 million from pilots to offset taxes.
Well, it's not lowering taxes. I mean, my taxes went up.
Of
a lot
course
of people's
not, because
taxes
you're,
went up. Right?
Have you seen budgets and costs of things?
The borough gets to keep more of the money. It doesn't have to pay off to the schools. It doesn't have to pay off to the county. The borough gets to keep more.
Your taxes didn't go down, but they also didn't go up by $2 million either, because 13 properties in the whole town basically picked up the difference. Now, and that's $2 million out of $15 million. That's, I don't know what the math is. I think it's typically like 13% of our total budget is paid by...
And I think at some point you look at the length of these pilots. I mean, you're not going to realize the full tax, right? The full value...
For
20,
25. That's not true.
We're getting to that.
Some of the pilots are down to 12 years.
Is that if you did have the pilot, the building wouldn't be there. There wouldn't be anything there.
That wouldn't be bad either.
No, except for the taxes, right? Yeah, except for taxes and not being able to fund the library or pool or anything else.
And run
that. That's okay. Listen,
I mean, I find that hard to believe with the tremendous tax opportunities offered by the federal opportunity zone tax laws. They have incredible amounts of gain deferral or even avoiding having to pay tax on capital, massive amounts of tax
that's
capital gain.
But that only happened
that
last
is
year.
Going to be on top. That only happened what?
That
How long have we been in Opportunity Zone?
So we've been in Opportunity Zone for, like, I don't know, whatever it is, 4 years, 5 years now.
So every pilot issued in an Opportunity Zone during that time is doubling up with a massive tax break. And I don't know why it's the borough's responsibility.
It's not.
To make
our
sure that's a developer.
To redevelop a downtown, right? Our responsibility per all the redevelopment plans per 20 years worth of planning boards and councils was to pick up the ball from where it was and continue to move the ball forward, right? Otherwise, they did 20 years worth of work so that three people said, I don't like big buildings, and would stop everything.
No.
And I think the system works, right? There's enough people that want to see continued growth and change, and the minority don't. So, and until then, and this argument doesn't have to continue.
And the other aspect of the municipality gets to keep more of the revenue. I mean, the same people who are the residents are paying the taxes to the municipality and to the schools. So yes, the borough gets to utilize more of the revenues, but in the big picture, we're collecting overall less than we would have been.
Well, only for a short period of time in the grand scheme of everything. In the grand scheme, and not only that, had we done it your way, where we built nothing because dirt lots, streets.
I don't think anybody ever.
Hold on.
No. You know, you're saying your way to build nothing. Nobody's ever said to build nothing.
Well,
there's a responsible way to. No, there's a responsible way to do it. So it's just a discussion,
right?
Yeah. Let's.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
It's philosophy.
All right. Zoning, construction, and code. Councilman Petty is not here today, but I believe you had something with code. You're on the code committee.
I just want to thank, a couple things, but Steve, thank you. I am noticing a difference. Some of the pictures that were brought to your attention, even some of the graffiti downtown, I was going to send you a picture, and it's already painted over, so thank you for that. Just for the record, right? One thing, though, Church Street construction site, the road is dirty. I don't know if, the construction of the building at the corner of Church, if that could be swept. You know, I was going to bring it up under new business, but I figured I'd bring it up under code because it is part of really probably the developer's responsibility to keep the street clean. And this, again, with, the nails. There is a public safety matter as well. We're looking downtown, and I can send that to you, Councilman Gomez. It's a one-way sign issue, and that's the alleyway behind the stores on the New Jersey Transit lot. There's no one-way sign at the beginning of the street, and there's no one-way sign at the end. There's only one in the middle. So if you're coming down, and there used to be an arrow in the roadway, which doesn't exist any longer either. So I came down the correct way in my vehicle, and then I had a taxi flying down the wrong way to me that I had to, like, veer off into one of the cutouts. So maybe we can get some one-way signs in that public alleyway. And that's all behind the pocket park there. Also, dumpsters are not in enclosures, and there's weeds, so I'll put together a report on that for Steve when he's here, and send it to him. And then I guess that's it. So, thank you.
All right, great. All right, on to the introduction of ordinances for the first reading. Ordinance 2023-39, an ordinance amending and modifying Chapter 2, Administration, Article 4, Emergency Medical Service 2-24.10, billing/third-party billing established of the Borough of Bamberg Code. We have a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Councilman Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman
Mondo.
Yes.
Councilman
Richard.
Yes.
All right. On to 2023-40, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 15, Housing, to create 15-4.1, short-term rental in the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg. We have a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Council President Kelly?
Yes.
Council Mondo?
Yes.
Council Woman Gershwin?
Yes.
All right. Ordinance 2023-41. Bond ordinance providing for various capital improvements in and by the borough of Bound Brook and the county of Somerset, New Jersey, appropriating $1.5 million, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $1,425,000 bonds or notes of the borough to finance part of the cost thereof. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Brancelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Merschwick?
Yes.
Ordinance 2023-42, an ordinance of the borough of Bound Brook, County of Somerset, New Jersey, approving pilot application and authorizing the mayor and borough clerk pursuant to NJSA 4820-1 to execute a financial agreement buy-in between the borough of Bound Brook and Palisades Realty Opportunity Fund Urban Renewal LLC for properties identified on the official tax map of the borough of Bound Brook as Block 6, Lots 13 and 15 through 19, and also commonly known as 25 to 31 West Main Street, 39 to 41 West Main Street, and 1 Drake Street, and located in Redevelopment Area 2. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchelick?
No.
Okay, on to the ordinances on final reading and consideration. This is the second reading. Ordinance 2023-37, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 17, Property Maintenance, Section 17-20.5, Disposal of Garbage of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bound Brook to amend Disposal of Garbage Exceptions. So I have a motion to open to public comment.
Motion. Second.
Okay. Any members of the public wish to comment on this specific ordinance 2023-37? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public?
Motion.
Second.
All right. Motion to pass.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion among the council. Hearing none, roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchtesgaden?
Yes.
Ordinance 2023-38, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 4, General Licensing, Section 4-1.1. quote-unquote purpose of the revised ordinances of the Borough of Bound Brook amending the definition and restrictions of a special event. The motion to open the public comment.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public like to comment on ordinance 2023-38 at this time? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Motion to pass.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richmond?
Yes.
All right. On to the resolutions. Resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Would any members of the council like to remove anything? Number?
245.
Any others?
245.
And
245. Well, no, it was actually, what was the new one that was just put on tonight? Was it 245 or is there?
No, it was
the RDA was removed from the agenda.
The what?
The RDA was removed from the agenda. That was 245. Your reference is the one that was
removed. The one that was what?
It was removed.
Which one?
The
redevelopers agreement was removed. Thank you. All right, 246.
Okay. Any others? All right. Well, we'll start with 2023-243, resolution appointing Bill Bohm to the Recreation Commission, a regular member. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Linda, we have a second.
Sorry.
All right, roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. 2023-246, resolution authorizing a non-fair and open contract award to T&M Associates for professional due diligence services for 11 Maiden Lane, Block 10, Lot 5, in the amount of $16,000. We have a motion.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Discussion?
This is the property that's going to be utilized for the parking lot for, is that what that is?
Right.
Okay.
Anything else? All right. Roll call.
Motion.
Can we have your vote?
Yes.
Councilman
Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman
No.
Okay. Now we're going to do massive resolutions. 2023-233 through 242, and then 2023-244, 45, and also 2023-247 through 2023-251. Do I have a motion to accept all?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Do we have any unfinished business?
No business.
Might as well lump them together. Unfinished or new?
First, I'm looking for a resolution from the governing body allowing our tax collector to waive stretch collection fees for all the water houses and residents.
I have that under new business. You want to
do
that?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, no. Unfinished business, he said.
Then I'd lump them together.
Oh. But didn't hear them lumped together. All right, so I have that one first. Resolution waiving fees for Rescue Squad Technical Rescue on 2nd Street and three firehouses, Firehouse 1, Firehouse 4, and Firehouse 3.
Now, that's not just new because they've never paid garbage fee, correct? I'm sorry, they've never been subject to.
Right.
And I don't have any
I don't have anything that allows me to pass the legislation.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the first motion. Do you want to vote on that real quick? Yes. So motion.
So that's just to waive those for those
the fees.
Okay. So the motion, second. Roll call.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Panicelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Benedict?
Yes.
Sorry, speak up.
First one, the resolution to appoint a negotiating committee for the urban renewal 500 East Main Street. And I'll pass that.
Yep.
First, to be serious, I really appreciate it.
Which one?
So basically, it's basically appointing the chairman of the economic development committee, Captain Kelly, myself, the chairman of the finance committee, as stipulated in the bylaws, as well as one council appointment, that being Captain Amoka.
The motion?
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Recuse.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershevik?
Abstain.
Okay.
I also have one more. The council, the request of the SID, this is appointing the SID board members for this year. And I also pass out a. Can we also talk about the changes in the provision?
Sure.
Yes, looking at it, when you took your light off.
Mm-hmm.
And
the property owner now, but yes.
And we added, and
John Klein.
I just want to clarify, I'm sorry. This is different than what we voted.
Different.
Yes.
Two members have been dropped. One member has been added.
Okay. Is there discussion?
Yeah. We have a motion.
I'll also for discussion.
No, motion. There's a motion. One second.
So I make the initial motion for the resolution. Okay. Then I'll second it.
Discussion?
So there are two businesses downtown that would like to be involved with this board. So if we could table this or add the names to it, or I mean, I think it's kind of slick the way it was slipped in here tonight, for sure. You know, the SID board. Good job.
Try.
But maybe some of our businesses downtown could be included, right?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a application process for new board members, since there's only one position available, and that's for a property owner. But we are going to be filling out all our committees. So there are public safety committees, event committees, all these other committees, which we will be filling out, and we will be inviting our business owners and property owners in the district. We will also have a full application process for that.
And they have no voting
correct.
Power,
only
though?
The executive board has voting power.
Okay, so all the discussion about including the businesses, they're going to be just included as a committee, but not as a voting
everybody's
member
heard.
Of the SID board.
Correct. By ordinance and resolution and state, it requires that way. I don't make the rules.
Unless it's two.
There's one.
I think you have 9 members on here. You're allowed 2 openings, correct?
Yes.
So there is opening, I think, 2. So there is, so that can be done.
The SID will consider.
The SID will have a process.
Yep.
Two.
I know recently they have to attend so many meetings in a row because we get up and pick on people that didn't show up, which is really bad. So probably it's hoping that they keep that same rule.
So there's 2 positions for 2 alternate board members?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, my experience has been it's hard to get 11 people to show up. So usually if you're an alternate, it means you're a voting member.
Well, I think, yeah, Eric Horowitz hasn't been to a meeting in a couple of years.
He's no longer on? Oh, he should have.
So,
what did you remove? Drew Reynolds?
So 2 alternate board members. So who did...
The SID board will have to decide that and get back to you guys.
Did you just say Eric Horowitz is not supposed to be on here?
No. So Eric Horowitz is there. Lou Reynolds is off. That was my mistake.
Is there any reason this wasn't provided with the initial agenda?
No.
Other than what we could speculate.
And speculate away.
Yep, absolutely.
Go for it.
All right, I guess...
I just think it's, you know, after having a presentation by Natalie and the inclusion of the downtown business owners, you have Maricela, who is, like, the only Spanish...
What about myself? I speak Spanish. I was born in a different country. And Rafael, what are you talking about? A third of the board is Hispanic. But you don't like those people.
No, I'm actually very friendly with Rafael.
What? Because I also speak English, that doesn't qualify me as being Spanish? Fuck. And we'll decide, and we'll come up, and we'll do our application process.
All right. I'm sure you will.
All right.
Maybe.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Recused.
Council President Kelly.
Yes.
Council Mondo.
Yes.
Council Andersovich.
No.
Anything else we want to spring on us with new business?
Has contacted me. They are looking to do on September 16th. They're looking to do the area, State Street, Howard Street, basically an entire campaign, and then following that, a picnic at Hopkins Park. They submitted a special permit from a head, but being that the next time they together is only 40 more.
And this would be in collaboration with CID. Right. Okay. So let me know what's needed from me or from the DPW, if any equipment, you know, if they'll be providing equipment. Probably not. So they'll probably need some support.
Yeah, they've done this in the past. Yeah, yeah, they do a good job. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
All right.
That's good.
Anything else?
It's better.
So you're done. Okay. All right. On to approval of vouchers. 2023-252, we have a resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $1,746,115.96. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Bummer?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilman Schmidt?
Yes.
All right, at this time we will open to the public for comment. Would anybody like to come up and say anything?
My name is Ivania. I'm the business owner of 427 East Main Street. Last time we asked for the official translator, and remember at the end of the meeting we asked for the person, so please make sure next time to have an official translator, and so we can speak a little bit clear about what is everything going on.
The translator was contacted and she did confirm by email, but she didn't show tonight. Sorry, I apologize for that.
That's okay. Can you guys try to have her next time? Okay. Yes, so because we really need to have a conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, any other public comment?
I just wanted to thank Mayor and Council, Business Administrator Hector Herrera, Assistant VA Jasmine McCoy, all of the finance office, everybody in the business office, Councilman Gomez, Councilman Longo, Chief Don Browning, his command staff, Public Works. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out. Everybody always says when you go into details about who you want to thank, you always end up leaving somebody out, so I left somebody out, calling out. It's been a tough go, but it's definitely been worth it. Who we have working for us so far are exceptional people. They understand it's an exceptional opportunity, an exceptional community, and so far they've been providing exceptional service. And again, as has been mentioned, we're looking to continue to expand until we're a 24/7 operation. That's our goal. Ultimately, I just wanted to take a second to say thank you with the deepest gratitude for your support and thank you for your trust.
Keep up the good work. Sounds like you got great results so far. Keep it up. Thank you. Anybody else? All right. Since there's no executive session, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?